Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. We've been away for 2 weeks, and since then, we've had 6 posts. The first post described a study in which the authors found that sensory transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, or TENS, may help reduce knee pain and increase quadriceps function among people with knee pain. The second post, which looked at a study that addressed barriers that athletic directors have towards hiring athletic trainers, and the study found that the lack of power, budget concerns, misconceptions about the role of an athletic trainer, and rural location emerged as primary barriers to hiring athletic trainers by an athletic director in public secondary school setting. Another post described a study where the authors found that an injury prevention program warm-up helped immediately improve landing mechanics in a youth population without compromising performance measures. This study provides us further evidence that it would be worth adding injury prevention programs into our warm-up routines rather than using our status quo. A fourth post reviewed a study in which the authors found that the culture of a sport or the country of origin of an athlete may influence an athlete's expectations towards sports medicine professionals during rehabilitation. Another post reported a study that indicated variations in 2 genes that are associated with cellular apoptosis, or a type of cell death, may help identify individuals at risk for rotator cuff injury, and the study may also help us better understand why rotator cuff injuries occur. Finally, we reported on a randomized clinical trial that concluded that among individuals with chronic ankle instability, kinesiology tape did not improve balance better than a placebo taping. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a blog post from the British Journal of Sports Medicine's blog regarding hamstring rehabilitation, specifically criteria-based progression protocols and clinical predictors for return to play. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice to use, then please check out our 4 online courses available through Human Kinetics website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. And in 2016, we'll try and go back to bringing in guests to have them discuss their posts or their research. Until then, have a fun one.